Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way to success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Success in the Holy Quran Inshallah today we'll hear about another Quranic principle solution to our problems inshallah But before that, let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif Salat ala Nabi. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says sallallahu ala Muhammad, he opens for himself 70 doors of mercy. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our lives, sometimes, despite trying as best as we can, doing what we should be doing, fulfilling our roles, we still feel tense, we still feel stress, overly stressed, we still feel frustrated. Now, why is that? What are the reasons? Someone goes to work, someone fulfills his job role, but he still feels tense at work. Someone meets his family members, he's got good intentions, but he still feels that the relationship isn't where it should be. And like this, there's so many examples in our life where we do things, we feel like we're doing them properly, we're fulfilling the rights, we're meeting the mark, but still, in our own mind, we feel like we've fallen short. And when we feel like that, we feel down, we feel frustrated, we feel stressed. In marital life as well, someone could be trying his or her utmost to maintain the marriage, to help the marriage, but still, there's this pressure that's being felt. Something's not right. Why isn't the other person appreciating my efforts? Or the other person feels, why aren't they appreciating my efforts? So what's going on? Why is there this tension? Why is there this tense atmosphere? Why is there this stress and worry? Now, this discourse or this bayan, this advice can be divided into three parts. Firstly, what does Al-Quran Al-Kareem tell us about these things? First of all, the Quranic answers. Secondly, why are these things occurring in our life? Despite our best efforts, why are we facing problems? And then thirdly, we'll discuss how we can assess, evaluate, and analyze how we can save ourselves right from the off, from even falling into these predicaments, into these situations that are obviously not healthy, not good for us. Firstly, the Quran tells us that if we want to prosper, if we want to create a good environment, if we want to avoid hostility wherever we are, whether we're in the workplace or we're with relatives or wherever we are, whichever setting we're involved in, it's important to reconcile our differences. Now, at the workplace, for example, there could be people from various backgrounds, and there are people from various backgrounds, various thoughts, ideologies, mindsets. And when they come together, sometimes what happens is people enforce their views on others. And the other person, he does the same. Or he becomes defensive. And before you know it, there's arguments, there's quarrels, there's disputes in the workplace. You're there to do your job. But because of these external things, the atmosphere, the environment has changed now. It's very tense. You don't like going into work. You don't like meeting your colleagues. Why? Because you feel you're not on the same radar, the same wavelength. Now, Al-Quran Al-Kareem tells us, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ And reconciliation is the best. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh people, remember, reconciling is the best approach. This is what leads to goodness. And for this, one has to develop this nature of compromising. That, okay, we may disagree on this point, but we can agree on this point. Oh, okay, we're not going to budge regarding this view, because I have a particular view, they have a particular view, they have a way of doing things, I have a way of doing things, but here we can, here we're on the same wavelength, here we can work together. So you're minimizing those differences and you're working together to better the entire work process. If you work for a company, you all have the goal of benefiting that company. So this is very, very important, that one shouldn't be the oppressor, oppress the other person, and one should try and work together, make mutual efforts to better the situation, any situation that you find yourself in. This was just one example of the workplace. Similarly, Al-Quran Al-Kareem tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ, that indeed the believers are brothers unto one another. And reconcile between your brothers. People should arbitrate. People should reconcile the differences of others. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Fear Allah and reconcile amongst each other. In another place, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And O people, obey Allah and His Messenger and do not dispute with one another. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, do not dispute with one another. فَتَفْشَلُوا, and then you'll show cowardice. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. And that waqar, that honor that you had, that elapses, that wind, it's been described as wind here, that elapses. وَاصْبِرُوا, and be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be patient. So whenever you feel hurt, whenever you feel pain by someone, forgive them for the sake of Allah. Work on your differences. Work for the betterment of your cause. Don't divide. Don't become a means of frustration for others. What if someone is being oppressed by you and they raise their hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can be destroyed. So reconciliation is very, very important. So much so that even when a husband and wife are disputing or have issues in their marriage, what does the Quran say? وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And if you fear dispute between husband and wife, فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ, some people should go from the man's side, they should be sent. وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا, there should be an arbitrator from the female side as well. إِن يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. And if they're both sincere in wanting rectification, meaning the arbitrators, يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا, Allah Ta'ala will develop concordance between the husband and wife. They'll come back to one another. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. So this is what the Quran tells us. And the Quran also tells us the causes why a person faces these issues. So shaitan is the reason for these disputes. In another verse of the Quran al-Kareem, we're told, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. So when we develop this hatred for our fellow human being, whether at the workplace, familial life, relatives, friends, who's causing it? Shaitan is causing it. Once this hatred immerses in the heart, Allahu Akbar, it's hard to get rid of it. There are cures there in Islam, but once it's there, it will easily build and build and build. What do the scholars of Islam say in reference to hatred? Al-hiqdu an yulzima qalbahu istiqlalahu wal-bughdata lahu. That hatred is when a person feels just at the mere thought of another person, disgust at him, hatred towards him. And this is necessary now. Whenever he thinks about that person, necessarily he will think wrongly of him. He will hate that person. And he won't like to hear about that person. When someone has enmity towards someone, he finds it hard to hear about him, to listen to someone else speaking about him, especially if it's in praise of that person. And a person wants to open up and say, well, I know that person better than you. He's like this, he's like that. This is what he did to me. He's an evil person. You don't know him, etc., etc. So shaitan is causing all of this. The Prophet ﷺ said, the disease that afflicted the previous nations will soon afflict my nation as well. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, what is that illness that afflicted the previous nations? The Prophet ﷺ said, being arrogant, boastful, backbiting one another, and trying to excel one another, outdo one another in the dunya, hating one another, and being miserly to the extent that it turns into oppression. And then it becomes trial and tribulation. So it starts from the heart. It's hatred. It starts from the heart. And then a person manifests signs of that hatred in his speech, physically, through his limbs, etc. So hatred has to be avoided at all costs. It leads to zulm, it leads to oppression, it leads to violence, it leads to all sorts of crimes in society. It leads to great trial and tribulation. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this is enough for a believer to leave hatred, hearing about this. But then even further, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in another narration that on the night of Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, millions and millions of Muslims are being forgiven from those unfortunate and deprived people who are not going to be forgiven. Even on this night, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one of them is that person who had hatred in his heart for another. Allah leaves that person. Allah does not show mercy to that person, even on Laylatul Nisf min Sha'ban. So we've learnt about the Quranic solution, reconciling, forgiving. We've heard about the cause, shaitan causes this frustration, this stress, this worry in our lives by making us hate others, doing wrong to others. And how do we avoid falling into this in the first place? First of all, we should restrain ourselves. We should realize that if we react in the same way, things can get out of hand. If someone says something wrong to us, someone hurts us, we feel frustrated at that person. If we react in a similar way, that's not going to de-escalate the situation. That's going to exacerbate it. That's going to make it a lot worse. And when two people are angry and they're going all out, they're trying to get one over and on the other person, all sorts can happen. Restrain your anger. Similarly, we should already have this mindset that people are going to try and test me. People are going to try and provoke a reaction. But I'm not going to fall for the trick. I don't want shaitan to be dominant over us all. I don't want to fall to such low levels. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be the better person. I'm going to swallow my pride. I'm going to reconcile with someone, even though they're trying to provoke me. Why? For the betterment of us all. And I'm going to teach this to my children as well. Sometimes children come to us, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said this, and they want us to react. They want us to endorse what our child did in return. And if they've reacted and been violent or something, we should say in those situations, no. Son, oh daughter, what you did was wrong. You're supposed to be patient. You're supposed to forgive. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgave people. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam overlooked the faults of people. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, subhanAllah, throughout his life, let people off. And we, on the other hand, as soon as someone has wounded our honor a bit, we want revenge. We act with vengeance, with spite, with hatred. And that shows that the heart is being afflicted with all types of diseases, hatred, envy, jealousy. Shaitan is causing all of this. Keep your heart clean throughout the day, all day, all night. This is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. This is the sunnah of our Nabi ﷺ. Keep the heart clean of hatred for others, not thinking bad of others, not having negative assumptions about others. This is a pure heart. This is a heart that's rectified. This is a heart that will reflect, subhanAllah, the manifestations of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah. This is a heart that is polished from rust. So this is another way that we can avoid falling into such situations initially. Also, we can educate people in a nice way, in a gentle way. What does Al-Quran Al-Kareem tell us? Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil-hikmati wal-mu'idhati al-hasana. Invite them to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good words, good speech. You know, you don't have to lash out someone. You can make your frustration clear to that person using beautiful words. Brother, may Allah bless you. May Allah Ta'ala grant you a high maqam. I've noticed that you normally say this thing to me. I'm not really too fond of you saying that. Can you please avoid it? Obviously, in Islam, we should love for others what we love for ourselves. And if you love to be treated nicely yourself, then you should also say things to others that also conform with what they like as well. So just like this, using knowledge, using good words, using hikmah, explain to someone that you don't like what they're doing. I'm sure they'll be grateful for you pointing it out. But if you lash out at them, oh, you ignorant person, you've been doing this for some time, you've been getting under my skin, you've never once discussed it with them. But now you're lashing out at them. Of course, that's going to make the situation a lot worse. So these are certain things that we can adopt. These are from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. These are from the teachings of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. If we adopt these ways, then insha'Allah Al-Aziz, we will be able to save ourselves from a tension-filled life, stressful life, and wherever we are, with the workplace, with relatives, with loved ones, with friends, whichever setting we're in, alhamdulillah, we can sit there with sukoon in our hearts, with comfort and peace. Why? Because we're not always on the attack, and we're trying to avoid any such situation that will cause quarrels, disputes and arguments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to remember what has been said and to implement it in our lives as well. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way to success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day.